Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Podcast, heard around the world live. Hello, everybody. Glad you could be with us tonight, or if not, you can listen anytime you want, day or night, on the show, Inner Sight. And you know, one of the hardest jobs in the world is fighting or trying to be equal. And the reason we're not equal is because we're not treated the way everyone else is. I mean, it's so simple, and it's just common sense that we're not treated the way everyone else is. And we have numerous examples of that, of course. Firstly, the agencies are not really set up to help us be equal. You know, they're not allowed to raise money to help people with various things, you know, keep a person out of a nursing home, help them train their own service dog, whatever the situation may be. We're not treated in the same way, and that's why, like everybody else is, that's why we're not equal. So it's a very, very uphill fight to bring this about, because the government is mostly at fault here for allowing things to be set up so that we're not equal. And now you got to redo all these things and change them, because they weren't set up right in the first place. Now, people who are disabled go all the way back to before Christ, disabilities.
Hi, Frank.
Jesus spoke of disabled people many, many times. And, of course, cured the disabled many times. What?
No, I'm just here. Just wanted to let you know. Had a little trouble opening the mic.
All right, just be the engineer, that's all.
I am. I'm going to put
check
my stuff on mute, okay? You need me just
check
after.
The board.
The board's good. It's just us.
So going back thousands and thousands of years, disabled people have been here and have struggled. And I'm not going to say that we haven't made any progress, because that wouldn't be true. We've made some. But the attitude and the way we're treated has not changed, in my mind, at all. Now, let me give you a big example that hangs over our heads and that we intend to do something about, especially this summer, the anniversary of the death of Milton, the guide dog, who was killed at the guide dog school a year ago, July. Now, guide dog schools will tell you that your dog is just like your eyes, somebody's eyes. In other words, keep you from danger, get you around things. My dog had to do that today. We were walking down the street and all of a sudden came upon a construction site. You know, she stopped and, you know, I could tell a little bit because the cones were out, you know. So I gave her a command to go around it, and she acted the same way that somebody's eyes would act. Only her way is better, because dealing with a blind person, and she's given me more time to get my footage and so on and so forth. See, that's where the guide dog is smarter than the person with the eyes, because the person with the eyes is just, you know, sort of drag you this way and that way and not pick up on your pace, and a person could fall like that. Well, the good guide dog is very aware of those kinds of things. So anyway, she gets me around the stuff. I had to go out into the street with the traffic, you know, and back up, and there was also a vehicle there too, and back up to the around the vehicle, and the command is right, and get me back to the up curb. So she does her job beautifully. And I'm thinking to myself, this is what the guide dog school killed when they murdered Milton. And this is why these people are so horrible, because not only did they take away somebody's safety, somebody's eyes, somebody's way of life, they refuse to acknowledge it. They refuse. They won't even help Michelle, the blind woman who lost Milton, mourn for Milton. They haven't contacted her to see if she's all right or anything we can do, or, you know, we're so sorry. Tell us what you want, you know, that kind of thing. You know? And on top of that, they don't want to be regulated or licensed. So they killed the dog on their property, one of their trainers, and they're acting like they did nothing, like nothing happened. That's the way we're treated. Now, let's compare this. A person's eyes. Remember what I said, that the guide dog, the dog becomes your eyes and got me around that construction. Your eyes do that. All right. If you couldn't see, you couldn't do that the same way. You know, if you had a cane, you'd have to tap, 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 and you'd probably wind up with somebody taking you out into the street and taking you around and all that, because your eyes couldn't protect you. Now, take a person with their eyes. Would they be treated like Michelle is being treated if somebody violated their eyes? Well, we all know the damn answer, don't we? The hell they wouldn't. All hell would break loose. The person would be in big trouble. They'd probably get jail time, years. You know? So there's an example of how we are not treated the same way. In other words, they'll preach and they'll tell people who give them the money, oh, this dog is somebody's eyes. And yet they'll turn around and look what they did to Michelle. And I'll tell you right now, and you can follow this as we go along, and I spoke to Ira Tucker tonight, and he agrees 1,000%. We are going to try our best to have this guide dog school kicked out of this county. We don't want them here. We do not want a school that murders a guide dog hanging over our heads in this county. It's a disgrace to all people who love justice and freedom. So we're going to make a move this summer in connection with the anniversary of the death of Milton, to bring this about, and we're already starting to make plans for it. And I want to thank my dear friend Ira Tucker for saying, and for, you know, that he supports this 1,000%, and that he will be helping to orchestrate the publicity, which is a big plus to have a guy like that on your team. So a person's eyes, how valuable is a person's eyes? You know, that it's supposed to be in the law books. That's the number one thing that if you lose it, you get the most money for your eyes. Anything affecting your eyes, that's supposed to be your most valuable asset. Right. So here we have the death of Milton, the refusal to service Michelle with another dog, the refusal to help her, to comfort her, to help her mourn Milton and whatever else. When a person, a blind person, loses their guide dog, all right, the school is supposed to help you. They're supposed to comfort you. They're supposed to get you another dog as soon as possible. They're supposed to be good to you. They haven't done a damn thing for Michelle. And they killed her dog. It's not like the dog died of natural causes. They did it. So we're not treated in the same way. Had that been a person and their eyes affected in any way, shape, or form, the whole thing would have been different. You know, undoubtedly. Jail time, penalties for the organization, big civil suits, money, all that. Nothing. Nothing has happened here. Because we're not treated the same way. And that bull crap about your guide dog is your eyes, the schools don't believe that. It's all propaganda. If they believed that, they wouldn't be doing this to Michelle. All a bunch of crap propaganda. So, so how do you remedy it? Well, you keep on fighting it. You keep on making it public. You do what we're going to do and try to get other agencies to join us, animal rights groups, so on. And you expose it. And you let people know. We have a petition of almost 80,000 names. You let people know that we don't appreciate a school being in this county who has killed a guide dog, and you try to kick their ass out. I'm not looking to put them out of business because they put out a lot of dogs to blind people, and I acknowledge that, and I think it's good, and I think that's what the hell they're supposed to do. But there's more to it than that. Innersight doesn't want to put them out of business. We just don't want them around here. We don't like the smell. Horrible what they did to Milton. And by the way, if you want to create a day for Milton, we welcome your help in any state awareness and how the school should be licensed and regulated. Send in a site, an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. And put your phone number in it. We'll be happy to call you. You don't need any money to do this. And we will be help. We'll help with all the publicity and guide anyone who would like to create a day for Milton. If you visit Shelby's Kitchen here in Suffolk County, you see a great presence of Milton the guide dog. Shelby's Kitchen for catering. 631-286-0444, Shelby. Tom and Michelle's store in Bellport, New York. All right, we're brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And they're opening up a new clinic. The ribbon cutting is sometime in April. We'll have to let you know when that is. A psychiatric clinic, and I'm told it's going to be as holistic as possible. So that's a good piece of information, and of course we'll be monitoring that, I'm sure. And InnerSight will undoubtedly be a part of that. In fact, we're going to offer, supposed to talk to the exec tomorrow, Joe Delgado. We're going to offer, if he thinks it would work, our radio show, you know, to do it live at the ribbon cutting. We'll see. And it'll be all about the Silo and the clinic. So we're going to offer that if they want it. All right, InnerSight, Silo, a Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 on the Silo. Brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, small animal food. Call Gary, 631-484-3085. The food is free, and when they're able to do it, they can also provide medical. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. I want to thank all our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, Kennedy Realty in Islip, New York. Their number is 631-888-1186. A supporter of InnerSight. Islip Cleaners, a supporter of InnerSight. And everyone who believes in freedom and equality. InnerSight means freedom. Our hotline is 631-224-3090. Now, what was your question? Hello? Engineer. All right.
Do you hear me?
Yeah. What was your question?
We have a caller. It seems to be, I believe, when I clicked on the mic, it was Carolyn. She said Suzanne.
Oh, hang on, caller. All right. All the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avantio Quindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Athena. Go an extra mile for a child. InnerSight reminds you. And we thank you for that. You need a good attorney. Civil rights. James Bahamundi will help you. He thinks you have a case. Give him a call. 516-783-9662. Any civil rights questions? James Bahamundi, you can't pronounce the last name, just call him Jimmy like I do. All right, InnerSight, our email, InnerSight1620@gmail.com. And if you go to our website, you can make a donation to the PayPal. If you're able to do that, we'd appreciate it. InnerSight, and talking tonight about how we're not treated the same way others are. All right, let's take a phone call.
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on. Okay, I'm stuck.
Hello.
Okay, here we are. I got it.
Hello?
I think I do. Yeah, hang on, Frank. Here it comes. It's giving me trouble again.
Oh, I can't hear this phone.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Oh, hi. Hi, Ms. Suzanne. Hi, Ms. Perino. Mr. Perino, Caroline. I don't know what is your discussion about tonight. I couldn't hear it, please.
We're talking about
was,
how we're not treated the way other people are treated. That's why we're not
equal.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're in a situation of housing, right?
Oh, yes, sir. But when you read the news last night, there was winter storms all over the state. There's mudslides, earthquakes, and there's a hurricane in Oklahoma where my best friend from high school is, Janet Buden. There is tornadoes in Oklahoma. She's been here 25 years. But have you seen the news and the weather reports all over
the
state?
I don't watch the news. I don't like it.
But you got to know what's going on just for
one. I do know what's going on.
It's
you don't have to watch
quick.
The news to know what's going on. Just walk down the street.
Yes, I do. But I just called to say hi and let me know when you and I, and we could do that walk for my grandchildren and the little boy, Corey. I would love to do that with all of you and your company. My grandchildren are little. There's 2 and 5, and there's a new one coming at the end of May. I would love to take that walk with you and Miss Suzanne and for...
Well, next month is the anniversary of Corey's death, so we'll be doing a show on that.
Oh, yes, dear. That's coming.
Yeah, we'd want to honor him.
And we'll let you know. You would be happy to you could call in if you want.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You want half? I don't want the whole thing.
Hello?
Here? Oh,
hello?
Yes, dear. Oh, Ms. Suzanne, I'm sorry. That walk, is it in Sayville? Like, how would we do that? That walk?
It's not a walk. It's a show that we're going to do for Corey.
What are we going to do?
A special show.
Well, that would be great. Could you arrange that for all of us?
Dedicated to Corey. And we'll let you know, I think it's around April
18th.
The anniversary.
Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Very well.
In the meantime, we're going to continue to try to find your housing.
I hope so. I called Mr. Kennedy, your friend, today. He said there is nothing. I never heard this. That's what he said.
All right, but he's going to continue looking, right?
Yes, but it's taking a long time, Mr. Carino, Mr. Zen.
Yeah, well, that's because the money's not being used in the right way.
I don't
I'm
know.
Always at
whole
risk
problem.
Because, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm always at risk, Carolyn. You know why? Because my mother-in-law just started with a little bit of dementia, and we don't know. This has a reverse mortgage on the house. So, yeah.
What?
No, not good at all, but we had no choice.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But, I mean, we're safe for the moment. I'm applying for everything I can and I see, and that's it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, do you know about the New York Housing Connect? C-O-N-N-E-C-T? That's another
what
one.
What is said before that? I couldn't hear it. I'm so sorry.
It's called the New York Housing Connect. C-O-N-N-E-C-T.
Oh, I heard of that. I have
it's,
to take a look.
It's a lottery, and it's really not good.
Oh.
You could spend 3 hours, and and HUD, H-U-D, is also on housing, and that's very difficult also.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
Oh, and you can call 211-311-411 and 511. And they will give you resources, Ms. Suzanne, on that. Okay.
Yeah, but they won't give you the money to help you.
No, they won't. For that matter.
How good is resources? We don't have the money to help you.
Yes, they will tell you all the resources, Ms. Suzanne.
Yeah, they want us to do their job.
That's nothing new.
Yeah.
Bunch of bull.
Okay, so 211-311, they will give you resource phone numbers. Try that tomorrow, okay?
Yeah, we'll try it. I know some of them already.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, try that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you.
All right, thank
and,
you for calling in, Carolyn.
Yes, thank you very much.
Long time no speak
thank
to.
You. I am. I love this to all my grandchildren and the new babies to be born safe at the end of May. We love you all. It's grandma loves you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye, Hannah.
Bye.
All right.
All right, Inner Sight and talking tonight about how we're not treated the same as others. That was really brought home to me today when I was walking down the road and I came to an intersection, a very busy intersection. And I'm trying to, what's all that noise in the back? Can you kill that noise, please?
No, it's a fish tank, and I don't want to kill the fish.
We can't have that noise on the show. You put yourself on mute,
right.
Then.
Yeah, I will.
And I'm standing there trying to figure out the traffic, and there's no accessible signal, of course. And it occurred to me how we're not treated the same way, that they wouldn't allow the drivers or other people, pedestrians walking who can, you know, see, they wouldn't allow those people to have to figure out the light without reading it. They'd be out there. The police would be out there helping, making sure that people were safe. Well, where the hell are they for us? They don't treat us the same way. And what makes it worse is the money is there for traffic lights. Every traffic light has to have the money behind it. That's the law. Then why isn't every traffic light accessible and known to all of us? You see how we're not treated the same way? That's the whole bottom line. The resources are there. And that works all the way down the line. You know, a person can't get into an establishment because they're in a wheelchair or they can't climb the steps or whatever. Engineer, where are you? Damn it! Anyway. Engineer, you there?
Hold up. Yes, I'm here. I had problems.
Yeah, well, the damn show is going crazy. You got music going on. You got buttons going off. What the hell are you doing?
Not purposely. Trust me.
I don't
My
believe
hand
that.
Is shaking.
Put yourself
left
on mute.
Hand. Yeah, I was. But then the what it called, disabled friendly philosopher came on. I didn't even touch it, and it came on. All right. At
well,
least
you
I don't
know
think
what
I
you're
do.
Doing.
Yes, I do. Now let me go, and I'm going to be on mute for you.
And so, take a person who needs a device to get around, wheelchair or walker or whatever it may be, and they can't negotiate the steps. get into a place. All right. There's another example of how we're not treated in the same way that the average so-called able-bodied person would be treated. You know, a person gets up in the morning, they go about their business, they do what they got to do. They don't have to stop and think and say, hey, am I going to be able to get in this place, or am I going to be able to read this, or what if they change something? You know, all these thoughts that go through your mind a lot of times because you're not treated the same way. They have over here in the county where I live, they changed all the bus stops. They didn't inform people like me. They put up plastic holders with signs inside of them. You know, I mean, that even makes it worse. Because at least if the thing was very large print and you were a partially sighted person, you could maybe hold the damn thing up to your face and read part of it. But the way they've got it, they got this plastic over it, makes it even worse. Because we're not treated the same way that everybody else is. Average person comes along, they can read the damn thing. So one of the things we need to be treated equally the same way is a strong damn ass law. A law that will say, well, you have a certain amount of time to fix this, to make this so that everybody can read it, or else you're going to go before the judge and explain why you shouldn't go to jail. That should be the damn ass law. And give the agencies power to raise money and make the government pass to get the job done. That's what you need. Well, then you'd have the law and you'd have the protection of the money. And you'd see how people would respect us more and would start treating us better and fix things the way they should be. So that's one of the things we need. The law is allowing all these things to happen to us. And that's why we're not treated like everybody else. 833 New York. If you want to call in here, 213-816-1650 is the number. Inner Sight. And it's a very, very difficult job because, first of all, because organizations that would like to do more don't have the resources, and because if they want to do more, they're prohibited by contract by the government. So this has made it worse. You know, the fact that the independent living centers cannot reach out and raise money to change these things, and at the same time embarrass the hell out of the people that should fix it, that makes it worse. The only tool we have is to let people know. All right. We heard last night they closed 500 nursing homes. How do you think that came about? by embarrassing these people, by letting people know that people have died, that people are dying, that people will die, you know. Now, that 500 closure, that doesn't solve the problem. Far from it. What solved the problem is not to have nursing homes. That's the bottom line. So we take that fact and we build on it, and we have the upcoming news conference. Looks like the end of April now. Silo has to get some business out of the way and to let people know that I heard today on the news that Mr. Biden and Mr. Trump, it looks like it's going to be a race between the two of them, which everybody knew anyway, face very, very serious tax questions, you know, when they're elected, whoever gets elected. Well, they want to save a lot of money. You know what I'm going to say. Get rid of these damn-ass nursing homes. Put people in their own home. Give the agencies the right to raise money in their community to keep people in their own home. See, if you go by community to community, you can close the damn nursing homes in the community and get people into housing and then renovate the damn places. You can do it in a very mechanical way, for lack of a better word, a very orderly way. In other words, how many nursing homes in the community? Where I live over here, there's about, I think, half a dozen. So you start with that. You start with the independent living center. You start with the other agencies that can help to raise the money. That would be the way to do it. You got to do it. It's not going to happen overnight. They closed 500. That's a start. I don't know what they do with the residents, but we're going to try to find out. But that's a start that they have gotten rid of. That's a saving, though. I wonder how much money that saves the government, not having to pay for those 500 nursing homes. That's a lot of money. Then, of course, comes the safety of the residents and the help that they need in their own home. So treat us the way everybody else is treated. You know, you don't take away somebody's home unless that person goes into a nursing home. You know, or of course, unless they, you can lose your home for non-payment, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a person who has the means to pay their home and is forced out to go into a nursing home because they're not treated the same way. That the money were there, raised by the agency to help that person instead of kicking them out of their home because they wound up in a nursing home. There's all kinds of things going on where we're not protected as we should be. All because we're not treated the same way. you know, you hear people talking all the time in the cafes and all that about different problems, but they don't realize what they have until they become disabled. They don't realize what goes on. You know, they don't realize that when they become disabled, they got to give up their freedom. The freedom, you know, that other people have. The protection that other people have that we don't have. The simple thing of walking down the street knowing that you could read the sign or the traffic light to be safe. They don't realize that tomorrow they can lose that if they become disabled because of the way the whole thing is set up and because the resources are not being used in the right way to fix it so that we are treated the same way other people are treated. That's all it is. It's common sense. And if people don't want us around, well, that's their damn ass problem, not ours. You don't want me around like my mother used to say. You don't want to look at my son, go blind and you won't have to see him. You know, she exaggerated, of course, but the point is there. You don't want to look at a disabled person? You don't want to see them? Don't look at them. But don't treat us like we're not equal. That's worse. That's worse than any kind of mockery that, in my mind, all the mockery in the world is not as bad as not being equal. Because if we were equal, that would help to change the attitude of people who think that they're, you know, wise-ass because they're going to make fun of a disabled person or whatever. So there's the key. Treat us the same way that you want to be treated. And that includes everything. Everything that everybody else takes for granted that we don't have, that we have to fight for, that we have to try to get some politician to understand. You don't have to get a politician to understand that the average person has to be treated a certain way, do you? It's there. It's understood. Why should it be with us? See what's going on here? It's been set up in the wrong way. And now the government is starting to do something which they should have done a long time ago, and it's not enough. They should do it in a much bigger way. They're starting to give some money, a little bit of money, nothing that would really help you that much, a little bit of money of to certain people of certain age. You know, there's the insurance companies have become a part of this, and you know they're making money out of it, of course. What is it? They'll give you $100 a month that you can spend on certain things. They'll give you so much for your rent. They're all different plans. You know, I mean, to me there should be one damn plan. See, they complicate everything. They'll pay for your dental upon approval. You got to get it approved. That's another damn thing that should be gotten rid of. So there is some movement toward, they got a long way to go, some movement toward giving people what is owed us. And what they should do is go on an individual basis and find out, has this person been neglected because of the government has not protected them? You know, that's the approach that should be taking place, because some people are neglected more than others. So there is a little bit of an inkling of help coming from the government. Not really enough. And it's got too much damn red tape attached to it. They got to get rid of that. But it shows you that things can change, and they should change. And we have a right to be treated the same way that everybody else is treated. Now, if they're bending toward this idea of giving people resources, extra money, and by the way, it says in the literature, you do not have to pay this money back, and it can't interfere with any of your other benefits, all right? If they're going that way, and something like this has started, why the hell, in God's ass name, don't they put up the money to keep people out of nursing homes and get rid of these horrible devil places? Turn them into accessible housing. It shows you government can change by this little trickle of money that is coming to certain individuals, seniors. You know, go the rest of the way. Figure out, insurance companies, figure out how you can make money by keeping a person resourceful so you don't have to go to a damn nursing home. Figure it out. You figured this out, how you can make money by giving a person a few hundred dollars a year. Well, don't stop there. Take it further. Figure out how you can give the money in a fund to keep the person out of a nursing home. And I'll tell you one way, one thing these insurance companies should do, lobby for a law to get the agencies to help raise the money. Now, there's a good way for insurance companies to get paid. Oh, we're gonna raise the money and help offset the cost. And of course, the government should always put up half. Help offset the cost to establish a fund to keep people in your community out of the damn ass nursing homes. It can be done. They just gotta figure it out and get rid of these damn nursing homes, because we don't need them. We don't want them. We don't need them. And they're dirty and filthy, too. They remind me of concentration camps. All right, in sight, 213-816-1650 if you want to phone in. We got the Follies tomorrow night on Inner Sight. You want to come on by and have some fun. We're going to goof off tomorrow night with a lot of stupid stuff. I don't even know what we're going to do. But well, we're still looking for Jimmy Dinigan. Yeah, we got to find Jimmy. Yeah, I hope nobody kidnapped Jimmy. There we go. Yo, cut that out. Anyway.
Hey, Frank.
Morning night on the funnies. Yeah.
I tried to get a hold of Dinnigan, but they have so many Dinnigans on the internet. I don't even, and Jimmy, too. I have no idea. What was it? His name was James or something?
Yeah, it's James Dinnigan.
Yeah. I'll definitely look again and again. Sometimes they update stuff.
Why,
well,
he lived in Brooklyn, so.
Yeah.
Narrow it down. How many in Brooklyn?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
How many Dinnigans in Brooklyn?
Wow. At least 20 to 30, why? And I'm not real confident that I'm spelling the name right.
Dinnigan.
D-I-N-A-G-A-N. And it, when you hit speak, it tells you it.
Dinnigan, yeah.
Dinnigan, yeah. And then one of the times I put in 5 cents a glass, his business.
We're going to find Jimmy. We'll find him.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. And, yes, we should be treated the way everyone else is treated. The resources are there. The law is there to a certain extent. It must be strengthened and amended. The agencies must be legislated to provide resources to help us be treated the way others are, and they can make money on that. You know, as a matter of fact, that would make a great PSA campaign. Donate to Inner Sight. We're trying to raise money for so and so in your community, so that so and so is treated the same way that you are, and then, you know, tell what it's about, and let people see that and be a part of it, and spread the word on it, and fundraise. Right in the community, this should be done. And the agency should be taking the lead on this. And then, as I just mentioned, these insurance companies can make big money on this. You know, the corporations that are looking for tax write-offs, you close the nursing home, there's a big chunk of money there. The people won't have to pay taxes. And that can be translated into, oh, I don't have to pay taxes. Let me donate a couple of million to Silo, and that'll keep 10 people out of nursing homes in their own home. You know, that kind of thing. You got to figure it all out. People with big money know how to figure these things out. Otherwise, they wouldn't have big money. They know. They know how to figure all this stuff out. And that's what needs to happen. Right in the community, for people to see, hey, we got rid of this big-ass nursing home. Boy, look at this. Look at this beautiful apartment building. People in their own home. Look, Inner Sight just donated $5 million to help X amount of people who need more aids or whatever it is. That's how you got to do it. And the corporations will love it because they'll be saving a lot of money on taxes. They get right off. So let's go, guys. Let's go, Mr. Trump, Mr. Biden. You want to do something really monumental and good that won't hurt you and it'll help millions of people? Get rid of these damn nursing homes do things where we are treated the same way that others are treated. And use the examples of what we're talking about here. a blind person's dog, their eyes, somebody violates your eyes, they're in big-ass trouble. We all know that. Person who can't get into a building because they're not treated the same way. Let the money be there from the agencies and let there be a law that says that you can't have this building like this. So-and-so can't get in. That's what's needed. And let money come from the agencies and these insurance companies to close the nursing homes and keep people in their own home. Those three basic ideas. And I believe they can work. And I've said it, and I'll say it again, because the next thing, once you set this up and people see it moving, all the celebrities are going to come out and say, "Hey, I'll do a show on this. I'm gonna donate $50 million." You know, I just heard before I went on the air, Stevie Wonder just made $4 billion selling his catalog, you know, to Sony. So, you know, it's things like that, and people who hear about these things, and once you get them going, and people who are going to want to say, "Hey, that's a wonderful idea," and a lot of them are going to say, "You know, my mother died in a nursing home." That's going to all come out once you get this thing rolling. I'm telling you, I know it. I've seen it happen before. All right, Inner Sight, treat us the way you want to be treated. All right? That's the bottom line. That means make everything so everybody can access it, can know it. If they don't want to know it, they don't want to use it, that's fine. That's up to them. But let it be there for the next person who comes along, who feels more comfortable using it. All right, tomorrow night we'll see you with the funnies. I want to thank all our friends, Suzanne Engineer. Oh, Able News. You got the Able News handy? Let's go out with the Able News. Are you there? Able's the newspaper.
I'm here. I must have accidentally
Able
hit
News.
Something. Here it comes.
Able News.
Here it comes. Paper for, by, and about the disabled. To serve the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Goodbye, world. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.